Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We do honor God Almighty today, and to our pastor, Dr. White, and to our deacon, mothers, and all you that make up this great congregation this morning. Amen. I do thank God for this opportunity to practice on you one more time.
All right.
Amen. God has been good to us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. As Pastor say, I am so honored, and I love all my grandchildren and great-grand. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I can't get enough of them. I got two that talks to me every single day. Amen. And they don't say I. It's we mama, me mama. You know, and they don't ask say how you doing, what you do. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Gracious Father, here I am standing behind your sacred desk, asking you to move me out of the way so that people might see and hear your words. Help me to be bold in your word. Help me to be more humble and understanding to you, Father God. I ask you to bless all that are here. Open up deaf ears, Father God. Open up eyes so that people might see and hear what you have for them to, for me to say to them, Father God. Just touch right now in the name of Jesus. Fill us with your spirit, Heavenly Father, that everything be done decently in order. These things we ask in Jesus' name, Father's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My daughter, she liked for me half of the singing. I can't sing like I used to, you know, but there's a song that I Pastor know I love. I love to hear him. I love to hear it sound, but I really, when Pastor, some reason, when he sings this song, the spirit just gets all over me when he sings the song. And it's, you know, it, I won't complain. I won't try to attempt to sing, but I will say some of the words. Or, amen. And, you know, it say I have some good days. And I had some bad days. I had some hills to climb. But, you know, through it all, God has been good. And I won't complain. It won't do any good to complain anyway. But I won't complain because God has been good to me. Amen. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Amen. And I just thank God for his goodness. I just thank him for all that he have done. Amen. Amen. Our scripture this morning is coming out of Psalms 23.
All right.
And I will focus only on the fourth verse. But I will use all of Psalms 23, amen?
All righty.
Amen. I won't read but one verse of that, amen? You can read the rest in your time. And that's verse 4, Psalms 23 and verse 4. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And it's read, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and to the sharing of his holy word. Let me get these spectacles so I can see a little bit better. Amen. And I have you for a topic this morning. What is in the valley.
What's in the valley?
Amen.
Right. What's
in the valley? Amen. And we look at the word valley. There's danger in the valley.
Yes, it is.
Low places. You only can see so much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, death is in the valley.
Yeah, it is.
Amen. There is always a valley between two mountains. Before each mountaintop experience comes a walk down below. Some can live on the mountaintop with the Lord for extended period of time, but some cannot.
Cannot.
Some reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
We reach the mountaintop, live there a while, but then come a wind of defeat or a wind of discouragement, and the wind blow us right down to the bottom of the mountain again.
Oh, that ain't the best.
Some valleys are wide.
Yes, they are.
Some are narrow. Yes. Some are rough ground, and some are smooth ground.
All right.
Most suicides occur there, and most marriage break up on the both mates are there.
Lord help
us. People live there most of the time. It may be because of physical reason, emotional reason, spiritual reason, whatever the reason, too many of us have our address in the valley.
Lord help us.
If you are going to be successful in climbing a mountain, then you must recognize what's in the valley.
Uh-oh. I hear you.
God is there.
Yes, he is.
For thou art with
me. Yes.
The only way God can speak to some of us is in the valley.
Uh-oh. All right.
Some Christians get high up the mountain, and their ears get stopped up.
Oh, no.
And they can hear God speaking.
Yeah, come on now.
Some get high in the mountain that they get in the fog and can't see spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different living standard there.
It is. Yes, it is.
The same vegetarian doesn't grow there as it does in the mountaintop.
That's right.
Sometimes the only way we get spiritual diet is to go to the valley.
The valley.
God may have to take us down there in order to take us up to the mountaintop.
Yes.
Ground zero is there.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In the early days of the automobile, the driver had to get a long running. Now, you know, some cars, you have to get a long running if you're going up a hill to get a boost. Mm-hmm. At the next hill, in order to go up, to get up and over the mountaintop. Have you had one of those cars that, you know, act like that? That was like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a church bus or two that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
The valley is the ground floor for success.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only access to the mountain.
Lord help us.
It is there the elevator is, where the elevator is.
Uh-huh.
If you enter the elevator at the top, the only direction is down. Maybe you know a high school student, a college student, a mom, a dad, a teacher, a married couple, or someone else who's in the valley and can't seem to get out. Maybe you know someone who is a counselor, considering throwing in the towel. Maybe you know someone who can't seem to get a handle on their relationship. If it is you, get on the elevator. If it is someone you know, help them to get on the elevator. Because it is about really to leave the launching pad.
All right.
And the mountaintop is the first stop.
Yeah, it is.
Grasping is there.
Mm-hmm.
The rod, thy staff, they shall comfort me. Jeremiah 2:23. How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Bezalel?
Mm-hmm.
See thy way in the valley. Know that thou hast done. Thou art a swift doomsday traveling here her way.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 49:4, therefore, glory thou in the valley, thy flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, that trusteth in her treasure, saying, who shall come unto me?
Mm-hmm.
Joel 3:14, multitude in the valley of decision, For the day of the Lord is near.
Yeah, it is.
In the valley of decision.
Mm-hmm.
This place is always a place of decision. I'm going to stay here, or I'm going to climb the mountain.
Yes.
We must grasp with our decision and trust the Lord. So we can make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
There is a battle between the flesh and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Will I make the decision to stay in the world of climbing in the world or climbing a mountain to spirituality attachment?
Mm-hmm.
Will I trust myself or will I trust the Lord?
Yeah.
Will I despise on my strength? Will I depend on my strength or the rod and staff of the Lord? The only reason for staying in the valley is that you don't make a decision to get out.
Lord, have mercy.
Most successful people,
mm-hmm.
Successful people make the changing decision while in the valley.
Uh-huh.
Do anybody know Sam Jones?
Yeah.
He was a drunk.
A drunk.
In the pit of his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
In the pit of the saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And accepted Christ and made the decision to climb the mountain.
Yeah, he did.
He became a great preacher.
Yes, he did.
The prodigal son said,
listen,
I will arise and climb the mountain.
Yes, he did.
Back home.
Mm-hmm.
One preacher was offered a lot of money if he would get rid of his bus ministry.
Uh-huh.
And the snotty-nosed kids. And the preacher chose the kids over the millionaires.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Grace is in the valley.
Grace you. Mm-hmm.
Thou preparest
a
table before me,
yes,
in the presence of my enemies.
Yes.
Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 3:5. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. That means that the mountain is acceptable to all who trust the Lord and start climbing. Romans 8:28,
mm-hmm.
All things work together to good to them who love God.
Amen.
What about it? Are you going to stay in the valley the rest of your life? You don't need to. Why don't you get out today? Why don't you decide to start climbing a mountain today?
All right.
It's time to get out of the mountain, out of the valley.
Yeah, it is.
Don't you want to reach the mountaintop?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Jesus went to Calvary.
Yeah, he did.
So we can get out of the valley.
Yes.
He was whipped all night long.
All night long.
So we can get out of the valley.
The valley.
They found him guilty.
Guilty.
But God dropped the charges.
Yeah, he did.
So we can get out of the valley.
Of the valley.
He died.
Died.
Don't you want to get out of the valley?
Yeah.
He went to Calvary.
Yes, he did.
But early.
Early.
Early Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
He got up.
He got up.
So we won't have to stay in the valley.
In the valley.
God bless you this day.
Amen.
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 Amen. We don't have to stay in the valley.
No.
There's too much going on in the valley. I want to reach the mountaintop.
Yes.
I want to see Jesus.
Yes.
When I see Jesus, everything will be all right.
All right.
I won't have to cry no more.
Yes.
I won't have no more pains or aches.
Yes.
My body won't be wrapped up in all in pain.
Yes.
I'll be able to walk faster. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I won't need no cane to walk. I won't need no walker to walk on. But when I see Jesus, it's all right to see Moses and all the rest of them, but I'm going to tell them to get back. Get back, because I want to see Jesus, the one who died for me, the back. And when he come back, he coming for his church without a spot or wrinkle. You, if you're not ready, you better get ready. And when you're ready, he ain't going to have time for you to say, wait a minute. You're going to have to go right in and there. Whatever state he find you in, that's where you're going to stay. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Do you want to see him? Come on and go with me. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the message as well as the messenger. Amen. What's in the valley? Amen. God is in your valley. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God. Amen. Stand with me now, just in case there is someone here that is willing to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. This is your opportunity now. Don't worry about what you've done. Concentrate on what you're going to do when you accept Christ. Amen. Well, perhaps there's someone here who have strayed away, even as the prodigal son. But he came to himself one day, and he returned unto his father's house. Renew your relationship with him today. Perhaps there's one among us that, as while we prayed and praised and preaching came forth, that the Spirit gave you the utterance to be a part of this congregation, this ministry. Why don't you come? Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Again, we thank God for all of you that are here. And don't forget our announcement. Sister Fitzgerald is asking those who will come and be a part of our choir. Amen. Come and be a part of the choir. She wants to get organized now so that we can move forward. Amen. I would that if we just could start off with just five people. Come on, somebody. Just five people. That's all we need for right now. And then God will grow us from that point. Amen. All minds are clear now. Let us stand for our dismissal right now. Amen. Lord, we come honestly right now. At the conclusion of this service, we thank you how you have allowed the Spirit to come in and minister to our hearts through praising and through prayers and through preaching right now. And as we move forward from this place, help us to reach out and touch someone else and give them the good news that you care for them and that you liveth. Lord, bless our choir to be organized in such a fashion that the devil can't divide us. Help us to dedicate ourselves to singing your songs, even in a strange land. Now as we depart, go with us and stand by us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anybody go to the Dragons yesterday? Somebody don't even, you don't know, that's our other football team. Boy, there's a lot of people there, wasn't there? Anybody see it? Over 30,000 people. Yeah, Deacon Davis. Listen.
Is there anyone who needs a jar for the contributions for our evangelism. The
fundraiser,
the
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Jam the Jar.
Fundraiser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody need one or...